This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Delhi today. He will inaugurate around 1,700 newly constructed flats for the dwellers of JJ clusters and also hand over keys to eligible beneficiaries in Ashok Vihar in the national capital. The inauguration of newly constructed flats will mark the completion of the second successful in-situ slum rehabilitation project by the Delhi Development Authority. The project is aimed at providing the residents of the JJ clusters with a better and healthier living environment equipped with proper amenities and facilities. Prime Minister Modi will also lay the foundation stone of three new projects in Delhi University worth over 600 crore rupees. He will lay the foundation stone of Veer Savarkar College at Roshanpura, Najafgarh. Union Minister for Information and Broadcasting, Railways and Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav will visit Guwahati today to flag off, dedicate and inaugurate several projects in Assam. Governor L.P. Acharya, Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma along with other dignitaries will accompany the Union Minister. Union Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari announced projects worth 12,500 crore rupees to improve Delhi's transport system and reduce congestion as well as pollution in the city. He also announced a fund of 1,200 crore rupees from the Central Road and Infrastructure Fund for Delhi. Under the project, direct connectivity to Delhi-Katra Expressway will provide direct connectivity to vehicles coming from Jammu and Kashmir and Punjab to the Indira Gandhi International Airport and Delhi-Mumbai Expressway. Vehicles coming from Dehradun will get alternative connectivity to the Indira Gandhi International Airport through Dwarka Expressway, reducing the travel time from 1.5 hours to 45 minutes. BJP has appointed election officers for the election of the state presidents and national council members of the party. The list includes the names of union ministers and senior party leaders. Union Minister Bhupendra Yadav has been appointed as election officer for Gujarat, while Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has been given the responsibility of Karnataka. Besides, Union Minister Piyush Goyal has been appointed as election officer for Uttar Pradesh. Union Minister Manohar Lal has been tasked with Bihar, while Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan will oversee election in Madhya Pradesh, and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has been given the responsibility of Sikkim. Union Ministry of Communications has announced that in preparation for the Mahakumbh Mela, the Department of Telecommunications has made extensive arrangements to ensure seamless communication across the Mela area and key public spaces in Prayagraj. To support this effort, 126 kilometers of optical fiber have been laid throughout Prayagraj city, enhancing the telecom infrastructure backbone. Additionally, 328 new towers and masts have been installed, bolstering network coverage across the urban area. In the Mela area itself, 192 kilometers of optical fiber have been laid to provide high-speed, reliable network coverage. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast cold day conditions in parts of Bihar today. IMD said that northeastern regions, Himachal Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh are likely to experience dense fog conditions in the night and morning hours during the next 2 days. The weather office also predicted a gradual rise in the minimum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northwest India during the next 5 days. IMD said there will be no significant change in minimum temperatures likely over central and east India in the coming 3 days. In the 2024-25 Hockey India League, UP Rudras defeated Surma Hockey Club 3-0 at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela yesterday, moving to the top of the table. Jobanpreet Singh was named Player of the Match. With this win, Rudras surpassed the Sharchi Rar Bengal Tigers to claim the top spot in the standings after the second consecutive victory. And that is the end of this news bulletin.